Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-commerce Paradise Podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you about working from home. What it's all about, how to get started with it, and what if you are forced to work from home? In other words, what if because of some crazy pandemic that happens in the world, some disease, and everybody's forced to stop going to the workplace and stop going to events, you have to now work from home? Maybe you're going to college, and you're forced to go take your classes from home online, or maybe you work from Amazon.com or something like that, and they're telling you, hey, just work from home from now on. Well, there's a lot of people that work from home these days. Remote work is totally common, and it's something that everybody can and should be doing in a time of a pandemic like the coronavirus. So I'm going to talk to you today how to get started with that if you haven't already, and then what are the best practices and tips I can give you, because I've been working from home for the last half decade. I started working from home as soon as I quit my last job, which was in 2013. And it's now 2020, so it's been about 7 years. So, yes, I think it's awesome to work from home. I think it's really easy and fun. After a while from working from home a lot, though, you want to get out into the public a little bit, because working from home can kind of be lonely sometimes because you're not around that many people. But with that being said, you can get a lot of work done as long as there's not too many distractions. And it's pretty easy going, and it's a lot more comfortable as well. So there's a lot of great benefits of working from home, obviously. And that goes without said, you can be a lot more productive when you're working from home. You can also, really work at your own pace. You're not having to be, dealing with people all the time. Like, there's a lot of distractions in the workplace all the time. People come in, distract you here and there. And at home, you can kind of like lock the office door and no one can bother you, and you can get a lot of work done. So a lot of companies are hiring remote workers nowadays. You can actually go online and search, remote jobs, and you'll find a lot of them. They're usually tech companies or companies that need, remote salesmen. Or there's companies that hire transcriptionists and virtual assistants. For instance, my company, I hire virtual assistants from all over the world to do work for me. If you're a virtual assistant listening to this podcast, send me an email at trevor@ecommerceparadise.com and let me know what you do, and maybe I can hook you up with some work. So yeah, and there's tons of different work from home jobs that you can have. There's there's things you can do for the company that you're already working for that you could probably establish a remote work agreement with. This is a big point in the book 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss, where he tells you, hey, if you already have a job, just talk to your boss about possibly working from home for a few days a week, and just tell him to make it a test. Like, hey, let's just do a test run. One day, let's see how it goes. If you like it, we'll stick with it. If you don't, then no. Or like give it like 2 weeks, see how it goes. And usually they like it because you get a lot more work done and there's not so many distractions. And for you, it's great. And for the boss, it's great. They don't have to have you at the office. There's a lot of overhead expenses that comes with, housing employees for 8 hours a day, right? So it just makes sense to have people work remotely. Now, there's a difference between a work-from-home job and a work-from-home business. Obviously, if you're having a work-from-home job, you're working for somebody else. So you're still reliant on them for your income, right? If something happens to their business, your income is probably going to suffer because they'll probably get laid off. So a work-from-home business is great in that sense because you are, able to control your business, right? And you can grow it. But what happens if something happens to your business? Well, the same thing happens. Your income disappears. So there's always a risk here. There's a risk having a job and there's a risk having a business. It's kind of a similar risk. Hopefully with a job, you're working for a bigger business, so there's not as much of a risk of it, going out of business within a couple of months. Like, they have a lot more money to burn through if, they have a down month or whatever. And that's the idea. People are looking for safety and security in a job. Whereas with a business, you got to manage everything. It's not just one thing you're doing, it's everything. And you have to hire a team and manage them too. So it can be quite complicated and time consuming. So just understand that if you're the right type of person, an entrepreneurial person, having a remote working, work from home type business can be perfect for you. But if you're not really that type of person, you'd rather just do one thing and then relax, then probably a work from home job would work. So there's lots of different things you can do if you don't have a job and you're desperately in need of one. Like I said, go online, look for remote work jobs, or you can, get your employer to give you a remote work agreement. Now, if you want to start a business, there's lots of different business models, and some of the best business models are low cost models to start. So there's high cost models, which means like maybe you have to purchase inventory or like hire a developer to make software. That's high cost. Low cost is utilizing other people's inventory or utilizing other people's software, utilizing other people's skills and information, whatnot, right? And that's usually known as something like arbitrage or drop shipping, or, you know, one other one is called affiliate marketing. So there's lots of different kind of work from home businesses you can build on a low cost model that have very low risk to start up. They just take a lot of work, a lot of elbow grease, maybe some extra investment if you want to spend more money, but usually you do it yourself in the beginning, okay? So one of those things with dropshipping is an e-commerce store. And an e-commerce online storefront is pretty simple to build and pretty cheap. You know, with Shopify, you get a 2-week free trial and it's $30 a month after that. So it's very affordable. And with a WordPress blog, you know, you might pay, you know, $50 to $100 for hosting for a year. You know, that's like $5 or $10 a month. And then you get a blog for a year. You can write blog posts. You have to understand, you know, with e-commerce, with blogging and stuff like that, that there's a whole lot that goes into this stuff. You got to learn everything from creating content to keyword research and keyword optimization, search engine optimization, page structure. And you've got to learn internal linking and getting backlinks from other websites and, you know, sharing content on the web and social, using social media to get traffic and building communities and stuff like that. There's a lot that goes into this kind of stuff. But if you can kind of wrap your head around all that and understand that a business is basically a way to provide value to somebody who's looking to solve a problem, then think about that. Research a market that you're interested in, maybe something you're already passionate about or something that you know is profitable, is selling really well, that, you know, somebody's making a lot of money, you know, research that market and understand the target buyer and what problem they're solving, and, you know, try to provide value in that situation. Don't reinvent the wheel. You know, look at people that are already doing business successfully, like successful businesses, and model after what they're already doing. So like with an e-commerce store, look at a successful e-commerce website and kind of model after that. With an affiliate marketing business, model after their blog or YouTube channel, whatever they do affiliate marketing with. And just try to make something that's better, okay? That's the key. You don't have to be the first to market to be an amazing thing, but you have to be better. You can't be a me too. I mean, you can, and you'll have mediocre results, but if you're better than the last guy, then you're going to be the new big thing, usually. And it's a matter of getting yourself out there. It's a matter of more than just, you know, posting up a blog article. It's about, you know, reaching out to other bloggers and establishing a relationship with them and meeting them, maybe meeting them in person, taking them out to lunch or something like that, you know, and making it so that maybe you can post an article on their website and get a backlink to your website, that kind of thing. And when you do enough of that networking within an industry, you'll start to get your name known and people will know you just because they've met you and they like you, right? And that's usually how businesses are grown, is through networking. And, you know, obviously advertising and promotion and marketing and sales. But networking really helps build a business, especially in the beginning. Sales, though, you can't deny that. Sales is where a business thrives, okay? You have to learn how to sell. If there's anything that is the most important thing in any business, it's having a good sales mechanism. You know, some kind of a sales funnel that leads potential buyers through a series of, you know, pre-sales articles or pre-sales videos and, you know, tells them to buy something, convinces them to buy something, persuades them really well. And then after that has more, you know, to sell them on the back end. Okay. And yeah, this is what business is all about, guys. We can do this with dropshipping, affiliate marketing, membership sites, software, Kindle publishing. You can do it with, you know, selling whatever you want on Amazon using Amazon FBA. You can do all sorts of stuff. You can sell digital products. You can make your own music and sell it. You can make videos on YouTube and, you know, run advertising or make review videos of products and, you know, make money through affiliate commissions on Amazon. Like, there's a million different things you can do, but you got to start with one thing. So choose the one thing you think you'll be best at and just go for it. And don't get distracted by shiny objects and things you think are better and then, you know, procrastinate and never actually end up finishing what the one thing that you started with was. That's the worst thing you can do. I made that mistake in the beginning so many times. I started one thing and I was like, I got distracted. Did another thing, I got distracted. Did another thing, It wasn't until I finally figured out, hey, if I just sit down and focus on one thing for a long enough time, I can make it successful, as long as I did enough research in the beginning to make sure, you know, there was a market and all that. But yeah, that's how it works, guys. And working from home is actually, you know, one of the best things, I think, especially in desperate times, because we can always, you know, make money by sending out emails or by creating YouTube videos or podcasts or blog posts and social media things. As long as you understand the mechanism of a sales funnel and how businesses are structured You can make money from a laptop and a Wi-Fi connection selling almost anything. And people are doing it all the time. So, yeah, as far as like tips from working from home, consider, you know, a comfortable office chair. That's one of the first things, because you can't really sit in an uncomfortable chair for too long of a time. And you got to sit for at least 3 to 4 hours sometimes to get like a good project done, like get like enough projects done to like make it a really, you know, successful day for yourself. So get a really comfortable office chair, or even like a standing desk and like, you know, just stand up and work all the time. That's really good too. You know, get something that holds your laptop up so you're not always hunched over typing on it. You know, laptop stands are awesome, and they make, you know, working for a longer period of time a lot easier because you have a better posture, and it'll just make your posture better in general. Other good ideas would be, you know, your Wi-Fi connection has to be fast, okay? It's really tough to do work on a slow Wi-Fi connection. So if you're at home, you know, pay for the fastest Wi-Fi. It's just worth it, okay? You'll get way more work done. And if you're out and about at a coffee shop, you know, if you go to a coffee shop and you find out their Wi-Fi sucks, don't stay there. You know, get out of there and go somewhere else so you can get to work. Don't just sit there and hope that the Wi-Fi is going to get better. You know, I've been at coffee shops like that before, and I'm just like, all right, well, someone's on YouTube or something and it's not working. I got to get the fuck out of here. So, you know, go home again or something. But yeah, you know, if home has, you have like pets, you have family and stuff like that, and it's hard to do work during the day, you got to schedule time where you can have alone time at home. So whether that's in the morning or at night, you know, schedule that time out so that you're separated from everybody and you have like 100% focus on whatever project you're doing. And like I said before, don't like get distracted by Facebook and stuff like that. You know, focus on your work and make time for Facebook, but don't get, you know, totally distracted by it. And definitely don't have your phone around you while you're working. Put your phone in the drawer or out of sight. If your phone is out of sight, then it's a lot easier to focus on what you're doing. When your phone is in sight and your peripheral vision, you'll just reach over to it and hit up Instagram or something, whatever is the thing that you like to do, you know, and it's really distracting. So that's another thing I can say. And yeah, just general productivity tips there. When you're traveling as like, let's just say a digital nomad kind of thing, you want to travel around the world, you can work from cafes, work from home, wherever you happen to be in the world. You can totally do that. It just comes with a new level of like things you got to prepare for, like how good is the housing and how good is the Wi-Fi there? And, you know, what's the visa, you know, requirements for that particular country? You know, I travel in Southeast Asia a lot, so I have to deal with the visa requirements in Indonesia and Thailand and, you know, the Philippines and Vietnam and Malaysia, Singapore. I, you know, had no idea what any of that stuff was before I came out here, you know, 3-4 years ago, but now like totally versed in all of it. And yeah, I mean, some of the countries you can just go without a visa. Some you have to have a visa before you go. Some cost money, some it doesn't. Some have long-term visa options that are easier to get, some that are harder to get. And you just have to do the research on it. I'll try to have more posts on my blog about like how to do all this stuff. Eventually, that's kind of my goal, is to build out a nice blog that has lots of informational resources for traveling and digital nomad lifestyle and work from home stuff. But in the meantime, just know that you can search Google for just about anything. So if you don't know how to do something, just search it on Google. And there's lots of info out there for it. But I can tell you it's a lot easier than the internet might make it seem like it is. Some websites are like, oh, do this and do that, and you have to do a million things. Well, really, in reality, it's not that hard. Just do it, okay? You know, traveling is one of the best things you can do in your life. And even if you have a family, you know, you can travel with your family. When I was in Thailand, I used to meet families that were traveling all the time with kids. And I just thought, that's the most amazing thing to do with your kids, is take them around the world, you know, and to see the world before they even get that old, because it's going to shape the way they think about the world the rest of their life. They're going to be a lot more respectful and kind and understanding of people around them and a lot more cultured, you know. So even if you have kids or whatever, pets, I know it's hard, but you know, try to do some traveling and bring your laptop with you, do some kind of work from home business. You know, one of the first things people do in the very beginning before they start traveling is just freelancing. So if you have kind of some kind of a skill set, like, I don't know, you know how to do writing or graphic design or video editing or photo editing, photography, you know, there's a million different things you can go to Upwork.com to see all the different things that, you know, you can buy, you know, like services that are available. Like web development is one of the obvious ones. You can actually learn to do those, get that skill set by maybe going to udemy.com and taking a course on it or something like that, or just going to YouTube and learning. And, you know, go and offer that as a freelancer. And, you know, once you start out, you have to start like pretty low, or maybe even do like services for free just to build a portfolio. But build a portfolio, build your own website, talk about your projects, do some marketing, do some content, and then from there, you can get clients that are high paying clients. You can even just be like an agency owner and, you know, hire a team, train them how to do something specialized and sell those services online and using content marketing, paid advertising, whatever, in a sales funnel, and, you know, have the team fulfill it for you. And, you know, you can have that team hired in like India, or the Philippines or whatever, that's really cheap, and, you know, sell it at US prices. That's what it's all about. So lots of work from home business models available, guys. Working from home is awesome. It's one of the coolest things you can do, and I definitely highly recommend it. And being a digital nomad is also a lot of fun. So if you haven't done a lot of traveling yet, I highly recommend it. Having a home base is great, but hopping around from country to country every few months, it's also a lot of, you know, a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. You can meet some really cool people, get really cultured, and just kind of get that like eye of a traveler. Like it's a lot of fun to kind of have that like feeling and that experience. So highly recommend it. All right, guys. So if you are interested in working from home and you haven't like really learned a whole lot about dropshipping yet, you can go to my blog, ecommerceparadise.com, and you can get a free niches list there. Go to ecommerceparadise.com/99niches for high ticket dropshipping. This is what I teach. And, you know, high ticket means just expensive products. So, you know, expensive products are about the same margin as low cost products. And so you can make more money per sale. That's the obvious, you know, ideal outcome. Instead of making $5 or $10 per sale, you make like $50, $100, $200, $500,000 per sale net profit. So that's pretty cool. You know, I made a sale over Black Friday that was like $10,000 and I kept 3,000 of it. So it's pretty amazing. And it's not typical results, you know, those are pretty rare, but something you just can't do with like a high volume, low ticket model. You know, you can only do that with high ticket. And yeah, so definitely go get that niches list. I also have a supplier directory now at ecommerceparadise.com/supplier list. You know, all these high ticket suppliers that are hard to find, well, you can find them right there on the website. So go there and check them out. And I also have starter stores available. The starter stores are great because they're based on Shopify and also using a custom Shoptimized theme called the Ecommerce Paradise Edition. And it's something that I built out custom for high ticket dropshipping. And these are preloaded stores with demo products. So you can go about getting suppliers really easily. And once you get suppliers on the board, you get access to my high ticket dropshipping masterclass, where you can get all the training on exactly how to upload their products and optimize your store and so on and so forth. Now, if you want me to do all the work for you to launch a business, I actually have a turnkey offer. So I and my team go and build you an entire high ticket dropshipping business within 30 to 60 days. Launch it for you and then hand it over to you, and you have a cash flowing website to take off and run with and work from home with. So if you're interested in more information on that, go to ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. And if you have any questions about anything, you can always email me at trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, or you just haven't left a review yet, go leave a review on the podcast on iTunes or wherever you happen to be. Reviews really help me get the podcast out there more. So I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.